From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. We have heard Linda Wertheimer's work on this program for 13 years. Informative, intimate conversations, breakthrough reporting, and compelling stories about family, work, and worship, about growing up and growing old, stories about the land, about dreams and memories, stories about how we die and how we live.
Roy Bengson's clear sky blue eyes look out of a dusty sunburned face. He is still agile, though not as strong as he once was, well able to grow grain and drive the big machines that do the threshing.
High above the congregation and two walls of stained glass, one depicting Revelation and the other creation. At the bottom of the creation wall is a representation of an arid Texas landscape of brown hills and bluebonnets, and it is into this stained glass Texas that Adam and Eve appear to go when they're cast out of paradise.
Me, adjust a filtered breathing device over my nose and mouth. Then we went in.
It's really bad.
Is it?
Hey, Stacy, we have maggots.
The small apartment had been rented by an elderly man who had died in the bathroom, but was not discovered for more than a month.
And even these bronzed immortals astride the beach are at least a little bit aware that promiscuity brings new and terrible risks. Other bulletins from the beach: sunblock is for the middle-aged. Bathing suits are almost gone. Kids still fall in love for the span of a single summer. And modern young men contemplate modern young women and still find them completely mystifying.
As a collector and avid reader of cookbooks, I generally avoid those written by celebrities, even chunky ones who obviously enjoy their food. But there is a new cookbook which collects the recipes of well-known people written by a celebrity whose standing with the American people is so unique that her book must be an exception. Her book is called In the Kitchen with Miss Piggy.
Linda?
Yes?
What's with a chunky adjective?
Chunky celebrities.
Yeah,
that's
that was not really directed at moi, was it, dear?
Certainly not.
Of course not. The chunky just kind of threw me off for a second there.
I withdraw chunky.
Thank you.
Walking through time with the old people at the Woodview, we met a woman with coppery skin smoothed across an angular face who whispered instructions on baking a possum. And we met a pink and powdery little woman of 91 who described an elegant childhood when little girls changed their dresses twice a day. At the beginning of the summer, the pattern was set, responsibilities were assigned, and Helen and her family all understood her time was short. It was during a visit in that period that she told us about herself.
And how did you meet Mr. Payne?
Oh, at a dance. My brother, he decided he'd go find a friend for me. That's how I met him, on the dance floor.
Well, now, was he a good dancer?
Oh, my Lord, yes. He was a dancer.
Was that the sound of gunfire?
That is gunfire, yes.
Is it right around where you are?
Maybe a block away.
That sounded very close.
Yes. I'm crouching on the floor now, so I don't think I can continue this interview.
18-year-old Lisa Kreutz had lain for a long time, injured, bleeding, but conscious, beside the body of a good friend in the school library. SWAT teams searching the building also found children hiding in the choir room, in closets. They found Drew Lagerborg and the others in the chemistry office.
They'd say, identify yourselves. And we're like, we're Columbine students. And we're like, identify yourselves. Says, you know, we're the SWAT team and everything.
Mr. Perot has, on occasion, pulled all those inside Washington strings and has done favors for politicians and expected favors to be done for him. I asked him about a secret effort he made in 1975 to get Congress to give him a special multi-million dollar tax refund.
I assume this is the sole reason for your taped interview.
No.
Your classic setup. So now that you have, you know, whoever you're trying to do a favor for, you've done it. And I'm sure you had a smirk on your mouth as you got me into this.
Let me just ask you.
What is your show, anyhow?
All Things Considered.
And is this a radio program?
It is. But let me ask you.
It's really a radio program. You're not just somebody calling in.
No, sir.
Do you want to know more about it?
I'm just wondering if you think that business practices may be somewhat more difficult to explain than, say, personal behavior has been to explain for some other candidates.
Mayflora's customers mostly agree there are problems with the healthcare system, but they also mostly agree President Clinton's reforms may not solve the problems. Mayflora won't let me leave without at least a little work on me, so she rearranges my hair, and I ask her about healthcare.
I've never had insurance provided for me, and I've had to buy it all my life on my own, and believe me, it's a big chunk. It's my biggest bill every month.
Oh, look at that. Well, you're making me look very fancy. All fluffed up. That's good. I like it.
Just a few broadcast moments standing for the many years of Linda Wertheimer's exemplary work on this program.
Linda, we'll miss you daily, and we hope to hear from you often. Good luck in your new assignment.
Thanks, guys. I've been doing this job since 1989, and it's clearly the best job I've ever had. I've talked to thousands of people in our studios, traveled around the country talking to more people, and just about everywhere I've been, I've met some of you, people who call me by my first name, who know me, because we ride home together every night. Our listeners take this relationship personally, and so do I. Since 1989, when I started, the audience for this program has grown tremendously. I'm very proud of having had a part in that. There are millions of you out there now listening. I think of you while the program's on the air. I always hope that we'll say something you'll repeat over dinner, that I'll ask the question you would have asked if you'd had the chance. I'm very grateful for the support we've had over the years from people who hear what we do, and I'll miss this daily conversation very much. I'll also miss working every day with the people here. What we do here is a collaboration. When I talk on the radio, you're hearing the collective effort of an extraordinary group of people, their ideas, their sensibilities, their taste, their dedication. Robert, Noah, and I are the voices you hear, but so much work goes on before we say a word. And of course, I will miss working with Robert and Noah. We have spent so much time together over the years that it's hard for me to imagine what life will be like without sitting down with one of them every afternoon. Marriages often don't last this long. Maybe I ought to say that our marriages have. The three of us have very different interests, and those differences have meshed very well over the years. Before I came to All Things Considered, I covered politics for NPR. I always thought that was the best job for me, until I got this one. My next assignment will be reporting for all the NPR news programs, so you will be hearing from me from time to time. And I'll be traveling, so maybe we'll meet somewhere. In any case, I want to say again that I have loved doing this. It has been a privilege, and it's been a lot of fun. Thank you. You're listening to All Things Considered.